Good morning. Yeah, I promised to Sophia, and then if something happened on Friday, then I will lead morning prayer. So they just sleep well. Okay, this morning I want to share about the cross, and let us pray first before we share the Word of God. In this coming few days, we will celebrate Easter again, Father, and we come closer to see the cross and what is the meaning of the cross for us. Because if we don't understand what is the cross for us, we cannot live as a good Christian, as a believer. You know, we know that you die on the cross not only for save us, but you also want to change us, become your holy nation. That is why we need Holy Spirit to guide us so we know the meaning of the cross for every believer. Now we want to read the Bible, and we pray that the Holy Spirit lead us to understand this verse and to know how to apply in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us open 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience, and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Anybody using necklace with a cross this morning? Cross? No? Let me see first. No cross? No cross? No cross. Oh. Usually, believer like to use the symbol of cross. Sometime in their chest, or sometime in earring, or in the house. It's easy for us to know our neighbor Christian or not when we look down inside. Oh, there is a cross. Must be Christian like that. Yeah, some people use the cross just as a symbol. Even the pop star diva Madonna, when she sang, she used the cross. And then some Indonesian people, even they are not Christian, they also use the cross. And then our friend asked them, "You are not Christian. Why you use big cross?" And they said, "I like it. Because the symbol is very, very nice." Of course, we as a believer not only see the cross as a symbol, or sometimes we use the cross for against or for kick out the Satan. When I was kid, I show a movie, and then there's a Dracula like that, and then the big guy used the cross. I command you to get away from this place. Just use the cross. So some people use the cross in wrong sense, in wrong way. But this morning, I want all of you know, what is the cross for us? Peter, when he wrote this passage to believer, he used the word sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This word, it looks so horrible. Because sprinkling blood, if you cut your hand, the blood not sprinkling. This must be a very, very deep wound, so the blood spring out. Why Peter used this verse to tell what is the meaning of the cross for believer? If we do not open Old Testament, we don't know what is the meaning of sprinkling of blood. So we need to open some verses from Old Testament so we can understand what is the meaning of this word. Number one, let us open at Leviticus 14. Verse 6 and 7. Leviticus 14, verse 6 and 7. As for the living bird, you shall take it, the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over running water. And he shall spling it seven times on him who is to be cleansed from leprosy, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose in the open field. Number one, the using of sprinkled blood is to announce that someone already cleansed, or someone already righteous, or someone already holy. Remember, 10 leprosies? They come to Jesus, and then Jesus say, show yourself to the priest. And in the midst of the journey, all healed. And then one come to Jesus and then say thank you. Nine, they do their old business. Why Jesus asks them to show themselves to the priest? Because the priest can tell them you are clean or not. At that time, Jesus not used the sprinkled blood, but Jesus used his power to make heal for the leprosy. In Old Testament, if someone already healed, so they use the blood of animal to show them that they already healed. So the sprinkled blood is the symbol for holiness. It's a symbol of righteousness. We got the sprinkled blood from Jesus Christ, not from the animal. The blood of Jesus Christ is the holy blood. So when Jesus died on the cross, he used his blood to make us holy, to make us righteous. That is why every believer can come forward to the blood. That is why I said the eternal life, not talking about the future. The eternal life is talking about now. When you believe Jesus Christ, you are holy nation, so you can come forward to God. Oh, say thank you to God. We come to God, not to other people. When I was a kid, my grandma worshipped the God. And I never show my father did it. Why? Because in Chinese culture, the man or the woman who lead worship must the older one. So if you think you want to worship your God, you must wait what? Wait the older one died. If the older one not die, so you cannot worship God. That is Chinese culture. In Muslim culture, if you want to worship God, come forward to God, you must be a man. You cannot be a woman. In SP, Sophia sit in front of me. In Muslim, you cannot do like that. Your place is at back. And there is like a wall. So woman cannot come forward. In Catholic Church, all pastor did it. You just tell what you want. But in Jesus Christ, you can come and sit in front of me. Amen? Why? Because the sprinkle of blood. Whose blood? Jesus Christ. Jesus gave this blood to us so we can come forward to him. So don't be ashamed to come to him. Because why? Because he already make you clean. Make you clean 100%. That is why we do not say we can be holy, but we said we already holy. Because why? Because Jesus gave his blood to us. This is the meaning of sprinkle of blood. Number two, let's see Exodus chapter 29, verse 21. And you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on the Aaron and on his garment, on his son, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he and his garments shall be hallowed, and his son and his son garments with him. You must sprinkle it. The second meaning of sprinkle blood for us, that God choose us. So, the sprinkle meaning is the appointment for job. Aaron is a priest for Israel at that time. Before Aaron can act as a priest, he must be confirmed by God. So how God confirmed Aaron as a priest for Israel at that time? Use the sprinkle of blood. Today, God also call us as the priest for all nation. How can we be a priest for all nation? By the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why, if I like to compare, if Jesus Christ is the big bridge, so we are small bridge. Jesus Christ is the big bridge. Bring all people come to Father. We are the small bridge. Like whom? You know, in the Bible, there are 12 disciples. And the leader is Peter. When the writer of Bible, the gospel, write 12 disciples, Peter always put in number one. But who bring Peter come to Jesus? He is Andrew. Andrew bring Peter come to Jesus. Half of New Testament was written by Paul. But my question, who bring Paul to involve ministry?
he is Barnabas. Barnabas bring Paul. So I call Andrew and Barnabas is a small bridge to bring all people come to God. So now the small bridge is us, you and me. Bring all people come to Jesus. Don't look down yourself. Sometimes people always see someone from appearance. But the appearance is not 100% who am I. You know what I mean? So when I learn personal psychology, and then the cover of textbook is a mask. It's a mask. And then I ask the professor, why the writer put a mask on this book? And then the teacher said, that is what we learn. When we learn the personal psychology, we learn to open people's masks. Sometimes people laugh, but their heart cry. Sometimes people cry, and their heart joy. Have you seen people cry, but joy inside? Yeah. If you see the guy who won Jockey Club, and then he cry, but inside joy. Why he cry? He cry. Maybe he think, wow, if I know I can win, I will buy more. But inside, it's okay, I get a lot. So, appearance. Don't make yourself so small. Because why? Because the Bible already choose us. Choose us. When I come back to my hometown, I'm not telling everybody I'm the boss. Although my appearance look like a boss. Big guy, white skin, and then everything. Because usually the boss is big guy, like you, Matt. Huh? Not like Nate. Small guy. But I'm proud with myself. Why I'm proud with myself? Because I'm a small bridge that bring people come to Jesus. If we finish in this world, we come back to our Father's house. Lord Jesus, Father never asks you, how many gold do you have? How many diamonds do you have? How high your position in the world? But God asks you, how many people you bring to him? That is why he died on the cross and sprinkled his blood for us to be his holy priest. Number two. Number three. Let's see Exodus 24, verse 8. And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all this word. This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words. After Israel come out from Egypt, and then they make covenant with God. What is the content of this covenant? The content of this covenant is God will be the Lord of Israel. Then Israel will be the people of the Lord. So they seal the covenant with the blood. That means every part God must keep this promise, and then Israel must keep this promise. God keep promise to take care of Israel, and then Israel must be obedient with God. So when they keep the covenant, God will bless Israel, and Israel must follow God. After they said okay, and then Moses sprinkled the blood to the nation. Now, God make appointment with us, make a covenant with us, with Jesus' blood. When Jesus died on the cross, and then that blood is the blood of covenant between you and God. Now, you are not longer anyone, but you are belong to God. That is why every believer, we call the son of God, the daughter of God. Every believer is the nation of God. You and me is the nation of God, sealed by the sprinkled blood of Jesus Christ. When Peter write this verse to the believer, Peter want to tell the believer, you are the people of God. So don't let everything make you leave God. You know, at that time, the believer life is very, very tough. They are minority in the midst of majority. Jews didn't like them. Roman government hate them. So it's very, very difficult for them to live as a Christian. Some of them thinking to leave their faith. Some of them thinking to go back in the old culture and old religion. But Peter told them, you already get the sprinkled blood of Jesus Christ. So keep forward. God is your master. God is your Lord, and you are the people of God. Don't worry about the difficulties. I will keep you. I will protect you. Just you do one thing, obedience. Maybe the situation of first century Christian is not the same with us today. Because in Hong Kong, we free to choose our religion. You won't be a Buddhist, Muslim, or Christian. Nobody against and attack you. But sometimes, we do have the same thinking with the first century Christian. We want to leave Jesus Christ because of, number one, maybe our partner not Christian. So, it's no good if I married with him or with her, different religion. So it's okay lah. I follow you. Hope next time you follow me. Yeah. If he want it. If he didn't want it. So you just leave it. I have one friend. She told me like this. Selamat, why my problem is so complicated? What is your problem? My husband took away my children, so I cannot see my children. Where is God? And then I told her, why you leave God the first time when you married with him? You know, she was a Christian and then married with a non-believer. And then when she married, she never come to the church. Just follow, worship another God. So this kind of problem can happen around us. Another problem, because of business, because of career, because of position, sometimes we left our faith just because our own ambition. If we thinking like that, let me tell you, you already have appointment, you already have covenant with God, and that covenant is sealed by sprinkle of blood of Jesus Christ. God never not keep his promise. Keep this word. Never not keep his promise. If God never not keep, then make sure that we always follow him. Amen. Follow him. Whatever our problem, don't worry, because in the midst of our problem, he will do something bigger for us. I think enough, because time is up now. I must stop. So let us use 1 or 2 minutes for try to understand what I said this morning, the meaning of the sprinkle of blood for me. Number one, by the sprinkle of blood, you are holy. Number two, God only chose you as a small breed. Number three, you make appointment, covenant with God. So don't leave him. Keep going. Although now we have so many problems.
Praise once again. And once again. as Monica still continue with the worship, the music, let's meditate on the cross. That's, you know, what Pastor Sana shared with us. You know, spend a minute or two now, just meditate on this cross. Start praying for the prayer focus today. Let's lift up the local ministry during this season as they are preparing for the Easter Sunday, and there will be outreaches organized by the local churches on Friday. Yeah, and also the YOM Sport International, the Face This Way Ministry, and Johnson College, Feed the Hungry. And so let's pray for all this local ministry during this season of time, as they are doing outreaches and also have their minister to people, showing the world that, you know, the significance of the cross and significance of Jesus dying for us and his sacrifice. Also this morning, let's pray for the various SP ministry, the worship team, welcoming team, men and women's ministry, and the local outreach. Let's pray for this ministry to be a bridge. Also, let's pray for the Friday and Sunday Health Church, McCain Health Church, and Baden Health Church. This is the last week they're gathering together. Just lift them up for fellowship and a time of celebrations too. For SP, today there will be Pastor Sam Kim leading the pastor's discipleship course on growing Christ, and also Saturday, Pastor Nay and me, and on Saturday leading another course. And also, let's also pray for the local outreach team. We are gathering, the core team are gathering together for sharing and training. And also Sunday, the two services and the Noah's Ark, the kids coming together. Let's lift up every single part of it, and also the mission committee and also coming together for the planning of the mission trip. So if you guys can lift us up in prayers, and also there's a whole church leaders meeting. So if you guys can leave us all in prayers and for planning for the, you know, for the futures for the church. Also on Saturday, there will be a soaking session. Really, let us pray that the presence of God will saturate this place. Whoever walk past the door will be blessed by God and touched by God, and their life be changed by God too. Finally, let's continue to press in for the SP move. Yes, we're still looking for premises, and we just really press in, not just for the building, but for the vision God has given us, because all these, you know, things that happen need prayer for it to birth out. So really, let us press in and ask that God continue to speak to each one of us, continue to mold our congregation together, and having this move, and also our provisions on our finances, and also other places that He has chosen for us. Let's continue to push. First Peter 2:9, it says, I just want to reaffirm you, brother and sister, that you are the chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possessions, so that you may proclaim the excellency of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Brothers and sisters, I just want to affirm you this morning and proclaim over you that you are chosen by God. You are the Holy Priesthood. Wherever you go, you carry the presence of God, and you are that bridge for the people who don't know Him yet, or for those that who are lost. And I pray that the compassion of God be pouring over you, and as you see people around you, you see through the lens of God and see the compassion that God has for them. And I pray for wisdom as you you know, minister to them and just out of your heart. And for those that, you know, there are times we need to be reminded we are the righteous people that God chosen us, that we confess our sins, and He's faithful. He will forgive us our sin and purify us of all unrighteousness. And you have that right standing before God, pure and righteous. So any shame and condemnation, I pray against that the Satan has heard over you. I praise against any condemnation over the Satan trying to come in your way and tell you otherwise. We stand because we are stand upright because we are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for giving us this, you know, living message this morning. And I just pray, Father, that as my brother sister leave this sanctuary, they have their head up and knowing that Christ is in them, and you are there with them, and there's no shame, and they will go into the marketplace and be empowered by you. Thank you, Lord, and I just pray that they continue to have that meditative heart as they go through the day, thinking about these seasons, as well also the power that you have given us through the cross. Thank you, Lord, and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.